Blog Talk Radio.
Stephen Hawking, and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth, with the Hyper Sloth gods of rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on, because this experimental Slothcast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Slothians, Double D here, coming at you from the high side. That's the Rufus. Where are you coming at us from, Rufus?
The incredibly weak beer side, as usual.
A delicious side to come from.
Yeah,
are you ever
it's watery.
Are you ever going to smoke the marijuanas before the show?
I don't know. I'm nervous because it's my system is not as in tune with it as you. So usually when I do it, I enjoy the hell out of it, but boy, I'm gone, man. A conversation is tough to keep up with.
I don't think that's going to be the case. I think you need to try it. At least try it on a half-hour show as a little bit of an experiment, and we'll see what happens. Because, you know, it's not like I sit around smoking weed all day. I basically take one or two one-hits before the show, and that's about the only time I smoke weed during the week.
Well, I know that, but I mean, like years and years and years. I mean, your system has calibrated.
I've honed the craft
to function with it. It's new territory for my red blood cells.
This is what I've been saying this since I first started smoking weed regularly in college. Make the buzz work for you. Don't let the buzz control you, Rufus. Be the buzz. I'm being serious now. You've got to maintain control on the high. That's what it comes down to. On mental.
It's not that I lose control of it. It's just that I know what it is, and I'm afraid it's just not conducive to conversation, because I would just sit here and giggle the whole fucking time and never say anything smart, because that's exactly what happens.
I'm sick of you being such a straight man, dude. Bring in the fucking weed. Let's let you laughing at something, for Christ's sake.
I laugh all the time.
Don't talk to people that are on drugs, just not drunk people, apparently. So, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to the Republican Party for letting Trump off scot-free. Would you agree?
Yep. Big shock. I mean, they're on the right side of history.
Yeah, I guess they just don't care anymore, honestly. I mean, why is there fealty towards Donald Trump? He can't legitimately do anything now, right? I mean, he can tell a fucking 50 million fucking hillbillies not to vote for you, right? I mean, I know that's where his power is at.
Right. Well, I think with the Republicans that voted against him, it's not even so much about, like, protecting him as it is they're so petty that it's just sticking it to the Democrats, you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And here's the fucking comedy of it all. So Mitch McConnell votes to acquit Donald Trump, then comes out and starts complaining about Trump's lies. Right? Uh-huh. He's angry at Trump for lying. Yeah, that's what he said. And I'm like, Okay, well, then make him pay for it. Right? There's got to be some fucking accountability. The Democrats suck. They should have fucking called witnesses. I don't know what kind of deal they worked out when they were like, hey, we've got fucking enough votes to call witnesses. Now we're not going to call any fucking witnesses.
I don't get that either. That makes no fucking sense to me. I mean, are you...
has zero fucking follow through.
Are you or are you not trying to accomplish a goal?
Right. And here you go. You vote.
Fucking witnesses.
All witnesses, and now you've decided not to. Because why? It might take a couple extra fucking days? That is what's wrong with the fucking the Democratic Party. They're weak.
Maybe because there are no witnesses.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm going to tell you right now that's how they're going to fucking spin it. So they made the big mistake not doing that, because now it's like, well, you knew the witnesses would all just be for Trump, so you didn't even bother calling them.
This is the problem that the Democrats have all the fucking time. They're good at doing the right thing.
Right.
They're also good at not doing something handing.
They're not. They have the idea to do the right thing, but then they can't punish people who are doing the wrong thing. Right? Because now that there's no accountability for the GOP, I mean, do you expect them to be like, oh, now we're going to work with Biden? Right? It's like they don't realize they're the majority party. They think they're still a minority party. They're like, we're weak and feeble. Defeat us.
That really is the Democrats' problem. It's not that they do anything bad. It's that they just, for some reason, don't have the balls to do certain things.
Right.
And it's so easy to flip it on them. Just like you said, they're just going to be like, well, of course they called no witnesses. You know why? There's no witnesses.
Oh, I guarantee you, I don't even have to look on fucking Fox News right now. But that is their fucking headline.
Oh, yeah. Can you blame them?
No. I'm saying rightfully so.
It's sad.
I mean, it's great to do the right thing, but if you can never fucking accomplish the right thing, you're wasting your fucking time. Okay, enough of that rant. But you get where I'm coming from. I mean, I'm just like, really? You know, and now hopefully they're going to go after him in criminal court. I don't know. But...
I don't care.
Me neither. If you're not going to even be good and make an example of him, right, you're empowering him to maybe fucking come back. Can you imagine Don Jr. as the fucking president of the United States, Rufus? Now, Donald repulsed me, okay? But Don Jr. is the president of the United States of America. Now, people are complaining and saying they might leave. I don't know. I would probably think about leaving.
This is a weird, entangled fucking deal, because I think the big problem with the government a lot of times, at least on the Democrat side, is, you know, like we said, they have no fucking balls. And that's also evident in the Viking Horn guy who got arrested, and now he's getting moved because he can't eat non-organic food.
Right, of course.
I mean, only in a Democrat-controlled environment. I mean... At some point, stop caring about the bad guy.
Dude, I'm going to boil this down in a nutshell for you. Did Donald Trump incite the fucking riot on the Capitol of the United States of America? One only need to look that it was Donald Trump who called off the fucking attack, right? And said, okay, we've had enough. If he has the power to fucking call off the attack, in my fucking personal opinion, that was because he incited the attack. Right, because you don't have that power unless you're fucking telling people what to do.
Right, and it's not even that tricky. Just listen to him for the past 4 fucking years.
I mean, that is ridiculous.
He incited it.
I don't know. The GOP, I guess, hopefully they're dead. I mean, this is a money grab for the fucking people that are stuck in the GOP. Some of them fucking raised their hand and voted on stuff. And didn't know what they were fucking voting on, dude, during this trial. Because they saw other fucking GOP people raising their hands and voting on shit. Fucking 7 people voted wrong on some shit. Because they didn't know what they were just fucking following, like a bunch of sheep, what the other fucking people were doing.
And you know what would solve all this? You've said it before.
Term limits.
Because if you can't... If being in Congress or the Senate or whatever is not your job, you're not going to worry what the next guy's doing. Oh, I better protect my fucking self and do what
right.
he does. You just be like, fuck it, I'm out next year. I'm going to fucking vote.
Right, and stuff's done, right. And now we have fucking progress. Right? Because these people like Mitch McConnell get in power and are there for 50 fucking years. And to them, it's fucking Selma in 1960, dude. Right? I mean, that's when he got elected. So, okay, what, does he want anything to change? Probably fucking not.
Right.
You know, and they all bitch about other people getting rich in office. Then you look and, like, he started out with a net worth of $42,000. And now 60 years later, it's fucking $35 million. What? Wait, how's that? You know what I mean?
Right.
He's $140,000 a year, $180,000 a year, and he has $35 million?
That's why you raise your hand and pay no attention to what's going on. You're just like, oh, I'm supposed to do this? Okay.
Right, yeah.
Because you got to protect your fucking investments and your lobby money.
Yep, it's fucking sad. All these people who are like that Kelly Loeffler lady, right, who was running in Georgia and got defeated because basically old black women have fucking had enough and were empowered to vote and not fucking, you know, they weren't, I guess, disenfranchised. Because for years, when people couldn't mail in to vote, people can't take off work to fucking vote.
No.
Right, but if you can mail it in, fuck yes, you can get shit done. And they were empowered to vote at this time. But
it's fucking insane that you have to take off work to vote.
She got accused of doing that insider trading, right? Which she did, obviously, after she found out about COVID. Her and her husband sold a bunch of fucking stocks, like $5 million worth, okay?
Yeah.
They're worth $900 fucking million, Rufus. First of all, why does she need to be in fucking government, right? Keep her out of government. And second of all, you had to use the fucking... You have $900 million, and you had to use COVID as an excuse to make a fucking extra couple of million dollars?
Right.
It's a sickness. Greed is a fucking sickness.
It is a sickness.
I want to tell you how greedy I am. Today, we just got back from the grocery store, and there was a guy going from car to car asking about him and his wife were broke down in their Honda, of course. I could see his wife in the passenger seat, clearly zonked out on some fucking kind of pills or something.
Was she pregnant?
No, they were older people. And he needed some money, of course, right? Trying to get back to Fort Wayne. Around here, that's what they say. That's where they say they're headed, to Fort Wayne, right? I mean, every guy begging for money in a car has a fucking, like, somewhere where he's getting to a destination. Right? I can't stay here. We've got to get back to Fort Wayne.
It's in the playbook. Right.
So, and I was like, man, this is a guy that could use the Panhandler app. He could fucking be on something somewhere, a hot streak, right? And instead, he's working a fucking lowly parking lot in a...
As soon as you fucking said that, I thought that should be in the Panhandler app. So, like, no matter where you are, you press a button and it tells you the most convincing place to say you're trying to get to.
Oh, my God, yes. There you go. Like, and it has to be, like, Cleveland, right? And you're, like, Cleveland Clinic, trying to get my wife to the Cleveland Clinic, you know? And we're broke down in your fucking... And you know what? I have to feel for the guy a little bit, because when I was headed to St. Louis, I got a flat tire, right? And I wasn't homeless, right, or living in my car, granted. Sure. But it was a pain in the ass to get fixed while you're on the fucking road.
That's
There's
a
no
real
line.
Fucking pain in the ass, yeah. Dude.
So I was like, and I wanted to give the guy a 20, and then, because you know what, I'm a fortunate person, Rufus. I mean, I don't really care about money that much. Money, I've realized a long time ago that money, it's a means to, like, buying food and stuff that you need, but at the end of the day, it doesn't make you happy, and holding on to it, surely there's no reward in that. But I lamented I only gave him $2 because, like, hey, now, this guy is about to ruffle me up for a 20. So I'm like, and then I'm like, well, he'll probably go in and get two beers, maybe. I could hope that I could help him sleep tonight by getting him two cans of beer or one giant bottle of beer for $2.
Bottle of beer, box of wine, maybe, cheap wine.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking, how much can my $2 buy, right? I don't want him pooling my money with other people's money and having a steak dinner. I want him to use my money for a nice fucking cheap bottle of beer.
Right.
In a poor man's koozie.
A poor man's koozie?
Yes. You know what that is. How many fucking 40s did we drink in paper bags at Roehampton? Or even
paper bag is?
Even cans with the paper bag?
Oh,
God bless
fuck,
Texas.
Yeah.
Texas did fucking self-service beer fucking single carryouts right with small fucking bags to take.
You could go to a gas station, get a single beer in a bag, and then get in your fucking car and go.
And drink it away, because supposedly if the cop can't see what you're drinking out of the bag, he can't pull you over.
It's a cloaking device.
I think we wrote a whole song about it, and we fucking forgot to add the bag. Damn it!
Fuck that shit.
But, I mean, you know, I got to the point where maybe I wasn't really caring about the universe at this point, or the Earth at this point, because I would buy a six-pack of Busch Tallboys and take six fucking bags. Six little bags, right? Because I'm like, hey, it's hot in Texas, the fucking beer starts sweating, and that's
right?
Where you lose your fucking coldness, right? From the humidity.
That's
so,
true.
If you fucking wrap your can up and it's not fucking collecting humidity on the outside, it's not drawing the cold fucking out. Poor man's koozie.
Good thinking.
Not
really.
Necessarily keeping the cold in, but it's not allowing the ambient air to pull the cold out.
Little paper bags.
That's it. That's all you need.
That's all it is. Little paper bags.
Wonderful thing. Wonderful things. Thank you for listening to this part of Paper Club. Wonderful things.
Brought to you by Little Paper Bags.
The Little Paper Bag Company. Destroying fucking giant rainforests for 253 years.
Oh, they're all recycled now.
Oh, that's true. That's pretty true. I know I threw plenty of mine out the car window, so I'm pretty sure that somebody picked them up and recycled them.
Paper's biodegradable. Probably a hobo picked it up and used it as a koozie.
You probably like, what? Think about it. Probably in the shape, probably was still around the can that it was in, and this guy picked this thing, and it's fucking the perfect size for the can. Yeah, exactly.
Like
to think of that is a hobo's sword in the stone, right?
Ooh.
When you know that it was an old Milwaukee can, and you put an old Milwaukee can in it, only magic fucking happens.
It just it fit like a glove. Just
right.
You can just set it on there and let go, and it slips right in.
It's like so tight that it slowly is like farting air out the side, so it falls in.
So satisfying.
Oh shit, folks! You got to call up and get in on the fucking sloth train tonight, or you're fucking missing out. I don't even know. I don't think I ever logged in, Rufus.
Well, you're signed up to the show. I can see you as host
into the show, so that automatically starts the show and shows me. But I'm not in the studio, is all I'm saying.
In
the studio right now. Here I come.
Episode 1, season 4, my friend.
God! No wonder the magic is fucking happening tonight. Call up and fucking co-host Zigzag and Rufus for the fucking first episode of season 4. Please,
no,
do it. 646-668-8826. Call now.
Anyway, I gotta go, dude. I got some shit to do.
Cool.
I gotta head out. So,
I did all seasons 1, 2, and 3 pretty much by myself. Why not jump into season 4 like that?
Yeah. Hey, I'm the
you're
producer.
Still on? Oh, shit, dude. Sorry, dude. I didn't know you were still on. That's awkward.
I'm the straight man.
Are you? I've heard other things.
Yeah, well, same to you.
You know what? I don't understand people that are bothered by fucking gay people.
I don't either. I don't get it.
What is your hang up? You know what I mean? First of all, gay people are not out trying to fucking turn straight people gay. They're just, you know what I mean? That's not like their goal. They're not like, I can turn every dude in the fucking ninth grade at Fillmore Junior High gay.
Like it's a big Illuminati. Gay Illuminati. Gay Illuminati.
If you're gay, you're gay. If you're not gay, you're not gay. Now, just out of curiosity, is there gay chimpanzees?
Yes. It's rife. It's rampant in the animal kingdom, especially among monkeys.
Fair enough. Then now, then it's totally fucking normal. We can't rewrite fucking history because we have morals.
Dude, speaking of animals, not gay animals, but just animals in general, have you seen the Netflix documentary? I'm going to recommend it right now, called My Octopus Teacher.
Yes, I have.
It's
and I want to smash
amazing.
That guy on the fucking skull with the fucking boot, my heel of my boot. When
why? I wanted to get an octopus as a pet.
Let that shark eat that octopus.
That did piss me off. Like, okay, here's the deal. Let me get into this, because I was thinking about this. Why? I don't understand the big high horse fucking bullshit about can't interfere with nature. Don't let nature run its course.
We do it
because
every
you know what happens? If you don't interfere with nature, there's no vaccine for fucking COVID.
Right. Yeah. We do it every day.
You don't adopt a rescued animal?
Like out there fucking kicking a dog in the face. Are you supposed to let it because that's natural?
And this was just some guy in the water. It wasn't like a big academic fucking research team where they're like, no, hands off. We got to study this.
Right.
So that really did stick in my fucking craw a bit. I'm like, come on.
I didn't even, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't even watch it after that part. I stopped watching it.
Oh, no, you should finish it. You'll get past it.
I think I hate him forever.
Fuck that guy. Do it for the sake of the octopus.
Then I have a feeling that I was afraid I wouldn't like the outcome of what the octopus is doing now, and I know that the octopus is probably dead.
Well, they only live a year, so yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So that doesn't make you sad?
Well, it had babies. It had like 250,000 babies.
As cool as that octopus was?
No, a shark ate them all.
Right. I mean, let's be realistic. How many of those babies lived, Rufus? It's like the GOP was running the ocean that fucking day. They're like, we want them to be born, but then we want them to suffer and die almost immediately.
I'm glad you called that out, though, because that is one thing that really stuck with me. But it's not just about that. I've seen a lot of documentaries, animal documentaries, where they're just like, we can't interfere.
I don't think
zebras being torn apart by 15 fucking lions.
I've seen them all. And I always hate that part and always go, wow, I wish I didn't fucking see that.
I'm sorry, if you're at the
how
peak,
do we even know that fucking shark did not eat said octopus? And this guy's like, oh, that's going to make me look like a total fucking dickhead, right, if I end the movie like that. So he finds another fucking octopus and gloms on to it and is like, yeah, it's the same octopus.
Well, the show, the shark ate the octopus leg.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Correct.
And it showed it growing a new leg out.
Which is fucking a miracle.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
You know what I mean? So basically, octopus and crabs and everything has been around so fucking much longer than us Neanderthals that their bodies have figured out a way to fucking regenerate shit. Why are we not what in their fucking bodies makes that fucking happen and harnessing that kind of fucking power?
It's all balance. It's a trade-off. Either you get super badass brains and bodies that suck, or super kick-ass resilient bodies and one tiny little brain.
Newsflash, Rufus, it's fucking 2021, dude. Not the fucking dark ages anymore, like the 90s. This is fucking 2021, Jack.
I didn't say anything about them being gay.
I'm not. Yeah, well, you kind of did. You said it's a trade-off, which is like a reach-around, I think.
So, yeah, either you like dick or you don't.
Great brains or great bodies. You have to decide.
There's some truth to that.
Do you think a human is a great brain or a mediocre brain and a mediocre body?
Well, I think we're
a fucking balance.
I think we're a great brain compared to everything else in a shit body. But unfortunately, you know, the greatest brain on Earth is apparently just still not good enough to not fuck up Earth.
Well, I mean, what do you think is smarter? A dolphin or a fucking GOP senator? Who's smarter, a dolphin or Ted Cruz?
Well, I know a dolphin would have called some witnesses.
I know that a dolphin has probably morals, more morals than a fucking human being at the end of the day, because they don't think like there's always got to be something in it for them.
I don't know. Dolphins are notorious for raping other dolphins and people.
That's because they can't jack off, dude. That's not even a fucking, that's not even fair.
You think they would use a limpet or a barnacle or something?
A barnacle? I mean, those are all living things, right? A limpet is a living fish.
Well, yeah, but it's stuck to your body, so just rub against it.
Not stuck to a dolphin's body, though. Are they?
Are they only stuck to sharks?
I've only seen them on sharks. So I'm going to say yes. Absolutely. I think they get on whales, too, maybe. I think they only, like, suck onto things that eat things that are fucking, like, bloody.
Like, well, you kill they a fish catch
the scraps. You kill a fish in the water, there's really no fucking blood. Right? If you kill a fish.
No.
And there's a little bit of blood, I guess.
I can't remember the last time I killed a fish.
Yeah, I don't even like to kill fish. I mean, I don't like fishing. I don't like any of that shit.
I like fish, but I do not like fishing. I hate fishing. It's boring as fuck. And then when you get a fish, you got to touch it.
Yes, they're probably the worst fucking. You know what? I'm going to be a little honest with you right now, Rufus. When I was about 6 years old, we went to Florida. It's called El Conquistador. I remember the name of it. It was like a condominium complex where my parents rented a condominium so we could go on vacation. This is one of my earliest memories, dude. And I caught a fish, right? And they're like, okay, take the fish off the hook. So I touched the fish, and the spiny thing cut me, right? So the first time I ever touched a fish, it fucking made me bleed because they're spiny fucking fins. I'm like, yeah, not going to probably touch a fish for the rest of my fucking life if I can help it.
I never got spined by a fish, but just touching them is gross. My dad would catch fish. We had a place that we'd go to on a vacation down to the Gulf, and my dad would fish, and he'd catch a bunch of fish. But then he'd be, I mean, just gutting them and filleting them. It's fucking disgusting, you know? I can't.
Yeah, well, my parents had a boat, and we used to, at the marina, there was like a fucking fish gut station, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big, long table.
Right, and guys go and they dump their fucking innards right there at the table, and when you'd walk by the fucking place, there'd be fucking thousands of flies and shit flying all over. You're just like,
seagulls?
No. Yes, seagulls, the whole fucking nine yards. Disgusting. Totally fucking disgusting. Sorry, I'm heavy on the roosters tonight. I didn't have any fucking dinner.
You had no dinner?
I ate breakfast today at, like, noon, right? And kind of fucks up my whole eating schedule.
Yeah, I know what that's about. I didn't eat till noon either.
Did you have dinner already?
No, I won't have it till later.
See, and now you're lecturing me like you were surprised I didn't have dinner?
Well, I know your schedule. You normally have dinner before.
Oh, dude, you know what? Were you tracking the chip in my nose or not?
From the COVID vaccine you got.
Not the vaccine, the test I got.
The test,
wait
yeah.
A minute.
I didn't believe
you. Is Rufus still untested?
Yeah, I've never had a COVID test.
Oh, my God. Has anybody in your family had a COVID test?
No, we don't go anywhere. Why
right?
would we?
Right. I don't know. You could. You go to the store. Doesn't mean you couldn't
nope.
A regular fucking fever and, like, be sick.
We pop the trunk, put the shit in, we come back, wash our hands, that's it. No human interaction whatsoever.
Is there any humans interacting with other people there where you're at?
Yeah, I mean, other people do it. You know, we drive by, we go to the Walmart to pick things up, the parking lot's full, but we go to the pickup area and they load our shit and we fucking go.
You don't even have to talk to the person that's loading your shit?
No, they come to the window and check your ID to make sure it's you getting your stuff. And then they put
window
it in the trunk
up?
And window up, yeah.
Did anybody ever cough on your groceries, do you think?
I, you know, before they end up in the trunk, There's no telling what somebody could have done with the groceries.
Well,
so just leave them in the trunk for a while.
My my business partner told me today that he had a fever yesterday.
Oh.
Chills and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? Because, you know, we've been forced to work in a fucking office situation, which I was against, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Because it's 2021 and you're smart.
Yes. And I get more work done here than I ever would do at the office. You know what I mean? For sure. So, I mean, I guess I got the next 48 or 58 hours to look forward to or whatever the incubation period is. I think it's 5 days, isn't it?
It could be between 48 hours and 2 weeks.
I wish he didn't tell me because, well, he doesn't know he had COVID. He's going to get a test on Monday, right? But I'm wishing I didn't know because all of a sudden I'm like, maybe I'm having trouble breathing. You know what I mean? That's not fair to me. I don't need that.
Didn't one or two of your other business partners already have it?
Yeah, and I was sitting right across from one of the guys.
They didn't learn. They're like, well, maybe we shouldn't have an office.
Well, see, you know, the deal is, yeah, one of the guys had it, and he said he was sick as fuck for 2 weeks.
One guy can't smell or taste, right?
I don't know. I need to follow up with him and find out. Because that guy's just a small investor in the company. He's not really a... They don't have any way to... They don't have any say in the day-to-day operations, right? They're not, like, there.
What does it take to be a small investor?
A lot of intestinal fortitude.
I'll invest. Give me a dollar amount.
A minimum is $55,000.
Okay, I'm out.
You're out already? Come on.
No, I don't have 55 grand to invest in your pipe dream.
Five houses that he owns.
No. Hey, as of next week, I only own one house. Thank God.
So your house in Arkansas will be sold?
Well, that was sold a long time ago, but the house in Jasper is closing.
Oh, Jasper.
Yeah.
Sorry. You've just jet-setted around so much. I've just watched you in awe jet-setting around the Southwest.
Yeah, it's been a romantic ride.
Wherever you go, you saw a long line of friends and locals that you leave in your wake, wishing that the Rufus was back there. How do you think? You think David Lee is still alive?
David Lee Roth?
No, David Lee, your old neighbor that used to help you in Arkansas.
Oh, that David Lee. I think he is. I got a call a couple of months ago from him, and it was an accidental call because he left a voicemail. And I checked it out, and he's clearly thinking he's leaving a voicemail for somebody else.
What did he say? I'm interested.
I don't even recall.
Something about
getting
touched by the Holy Spirit?
No, but it was about a project or something. I don't know. But yeah, the guy he's got to be almost 70 now.
David Lee, but he was preaching the gospel to you, was he not, a little bit?
Yeah, and he was, he wasn't just like a, your run-of-the-mill religious guy. He was like one of these conspiratorial guys. He thought that he was meant to meet us to save us from whatever, and that Obama's, because at the time Obama was president, he thought Obama's presidency was predicted in the Bible, and it was going to unleash the gates in Israel and all this stuff.
That shit is fucking mainstream, dude. That shit is now mainstream. Thanks to fucking Facebook and all that shit, now it's fucking mainstream.
Yep.
That ain't right, Rufus. I don't like it. It's just weak-minded. If you think that it's because the GOP has been cutting the fucking budget for education for 40 or 50 years... Right? And the dumber you keep people, the more fucking susceptible they are to fucking believe your horse shit.
Yeah. That's true. They don't teach critical thinking. They don't teach simple fucking, like, economics. They don't teach morals. Right? They don't teach.
You're supposed to go to church for your morals, right? And now look at what the fucking idiot, phony preachers are all Trump followers. You know, it says they're like, we don't need to teach morals in school because you go to church for your morals, Rufus. That's where you get your morals. And not realizing that, yeah, most people are fucking easily brainwashed into joining cults where they give psychopaths their fucking money. Yeah, it's religion.
Nothing makes me think we're living in a weird Matrix-like fantasy world more than the fact that somebody like Trump has the support of, like, religious people.
Except
like, even powerful Christians.
Not the Pope. The Pope didn't support Trump. That's why we said the show, what? The Pope is dope. Because he fucking
canceled himself.
And what the crazy part is, the fucking church, the Catholic Roman Catholic Church is all about money. And they're even like, well, this guy's fucking weak nut.
Well, doesn't the Catholic Church even, didn't they say that they've got a whole, like, what do you call it, observatory. They study space.
Right.
They're pretty fucking open-minded. Didn't they say that they recently came out and said, okay, purgatory doesn't exist and gay is okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of.
Right. They're fucking growing. They're learning. They're understanding that the world has changed. Just like we're not fucking Neanderthals from, you know, 10,000 years ago. Humans are constantly evolving. Our society is constantly evolving. If you don't evolve with it, you fucking end up one of these angry fucking Trumpsters who's like, I liked the way it was in 1984. That was a perfect year in America. You know, the Nets won the pennant and, you know, the Broncos won the Super Bowl. What a fucking great year. And you know, homosexuals were closeted. Black people were getting paid less. Women didn't really exist in the workplace. Fucking great year.
Yeah, the good old days.
The good, right, and they're not even that long ago, but they're like, oops, we're not changing. We'll stop the world from changing. That's what we'll do.
Right, and it helps enable that whenever every fucking person in the Republican Congress and Senate or whatever is like 60 or 70 years old, and they've been doing it for fucking ever.
And they're like, I remember the year I was elected into office, the Yankees won the pennant. The Broncos won the Super Bowl. Black people got paid less. Women weren't in the workforce. That's why they're like, that's why we're here. Because of white supremacy. Oh, Rufus, what a crazy time to be alive. That's what you call it.
You think we're getting out of it anytime soon? I mean, Biden's president, so I think that's releasing some pressure on the whole fucking system. But still, it's the same system. I mean, overall.
Right, and for some reason, and I don't understand this, okay, they need to, you know, they're talking about this filibuster rule, right, that the Democrats can now fucking overturn, right, so they can just ram whatever they want through fucking Congress and the Senate. You know, here's the problem. Somehow the Democrats run the House and the Senate, and they're still fucking weak because of the stupid filibuster rule. Right, that McConnell told them, you can't get rid of the filibuster rule. You know, it's like they take their fucking advice from their enemy. I guess we shouldn't get rid of the filibuster rule because they're saying that we shouldn't. You know, Democrats would never do that. And then I guarantee if they let the fucking GOP back into fucking control, the first thing they'll do is get rid of the fucking filibuster rule. And be like, you should have done it when you had a chance. Like, you should have confirmed fucking that Supreme Court judge when you had a chance. But you didn't. So it's okay that we do it, but, you know, you shouldn't.
So the filibuster rule, a filibuster is where a guy just gets up and argues his case for something until he fucking collapses. But that holds up the entire system.
And I think they can attach stuff to bills, right? Like stuff that doesn't have anything to do with the bill.
Yeah.
And they attach it, and then it's like, well, yeah, if you want us to pass this, you know, COVID relief bill, we're going to attach some kind of tax cut for people that make over $100 million.
That's fucked up.
I mean, let's look up the filibuster. Maybe I'm not entirely clear about what a filibuster is, but I think that it's something like that. You're right that they do come down on the floor and they argue a filibuster, and it can go back and forth for fucking ever and ever.
Right, but what you described is also fucking, I think, wrong. Like, a bill or whatever should be about one fucking thing. You should be able to attach some random bullshit to it that just tags along on the coattails.
This says here, a filibuster and actions such as, yeah, I think they call that pork barrel, right, or pork. That's what they add to a bill, right, is pork. So it says, an action such as prolonged speech that obstructs progress in a legislative assembly while not technically contravening the required procedures. The bill was defeated by a Senate filibuster in June. Well, let's take a look at I'm going to see why they're making such a big deal of it now. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
We can't be pundits if we don't really know. Let's see. Democrats consider a filibuster rule change in 2021. This is ABC News. So you know these hacks.
Lamestream media. That's what I say.
It's all libtards calling the shots over there.
All right, so Democrats increasingly hopeful. This is from February 13th. Democrats increasingly hopeful they can retake the White House and Senate in November. Wait, this is from, yeah, what? We already did that, right? Can retake the White House and Senate in November. Are discussing changing Senate rules to pass legislation with simple majority of votes. Known as the nuclear option, the move eliminates the 60-vote threshold currently needed to end debate in a full Senate would allow for Joe Biden administration and a Democrat-led Congress to act swiftly on key party priorities, including climate change, voting rights, and gun control, with just 51 votes.
Okay.
So basically, yeah.
More than that.
Yeah, and it's kind of how Trump got off, right, because the Democrats have control of the Senate, but they're like, you need two-thirds of a Senate majority to pull this through. Bullshit. Total bullshit. Because they were short by 10 votes in the Senate.
Hey.
Yes.
Totally shifting gears, but I just saw something.
Way too much to read.
Did you read any of that Bruce Lee book yet?
I have read some of them, yes.
Are you wiser?
I love this thing. His number one thing is fucking roll with it and don't be jealous of shit and don't try to hold on to things. I mean, he was a pretty smart dude for dying at, I think he was 30, maybe younger than 30.
God, that's too young.
You want me to read a couple passages to you?
I'd like to get a sense of it, a little taste.
All right.
Because I bought it.
You did?
Coming my way, yeah.
Okay, on reason. This is him on reason, right? The light of nature. To be guided by reason. Recognizing that both my position and the negative emotions may be dangerous if they are not controlled and guided to desirable ends, I will submit all my desires, aims, and purposes to my faculty of reason, and I will be guided by it and giving expression to these. Now, I'm not sure about that one. The domain of logic. Logic's central problem is the distinction between correct and incorrect argument. 'A logician.' Have you ever heard that word before? A logician is not concerned with the process of inference, but with the propositions which constitute the initial and endpoints that process and the relationship between them.
Interesting
when you think about that one, right? Who cares about what the beginning and the end are? Let's fucking try to figure out what the process is. This is a good fucking dude. This is a fucking great book.
It's the only book I've seen on Amazon that had literally like five gold stars out of thousands of reviews. It wasn't like 4.8 or 4.5. It was just 5 gold stars all the way across.
Let's hear what he says about adversity. You ready? Now, I haven't read a lot of this. I've read like the first couple chapters. This is like more in the middle of the book. Adversity is beneficial to us. Prosperity is apt to prevent us from examining our conduct, but adversity leads us to think properly of our state, and so is beneficial to us.
I believe that.
I mean, that you learn. Right? You learn through fucking adversity. When you fucking are resting on your laurels, you don't fucking learn anything. You're like, everything's great. I don't need to learn anything.
This is why a guy like Trump is a guy like Trump. He's never had any adversity. He's never had to learn from mistakes. He's fucked up a lot.
He never
learned. But he's gotten out of it.
He's never learned from a mistake. He's never, the guy has never fucking been held accountable for anything.
Right. He's never had to.
Right. It's insanity.
Oh, no. Don Jr. in 2024 is going to be an interesting campaign.
He'll be fucking dead before then. He'll have overdose on cocaine or whatever the fuck he's on.
Actually, if anybody, it'd probably be Ivanka. I bet you she's going to run.
Could you imagine the first woman president is Ivanka? I want to see
better sweet.
AOC and Ivanka in a cage match.
Ooh, or a mud match or a jello match.
That's what I meant, a cage full of mud.
I got a thing for AOC.
Me too, dude. And she's fucking smart. And, I mean, wise beyond her years.
Mm.
You know, that's where we're lucky. Now younger people are way smarter than we were when we were that age. Most of them.
Right.
Like, but I'm thinking, like, even the younger people now, like your kid's age and my daughter's age, who are way smarter than most of the adults I know.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what happens in 50 years, Rufus. I mean, you'll be dead. I'll let you know, though. I'll do a seance.
You're going to be in control of my Facebook page.
Oh, that's right. You made me your conduit to the afterlife.
That's right.
I'll get you in. Don't worry. I'll get you into the things that you really love after you die, like fishing. I'll make sure we get a fishing and hunting like on there. I'll get you a couple of NRA patches.
Beautiful.
You know, this is the real Rufus. You people didn't even know him. I knew the real Rufus.
I would like to get into fishing and gun activism. Fishing activist.
Pipeline, pro-pipeline activism. I think that's somewhere where you want to put your stamp.
I want to fish with guns. I think that's the future of fishing.
You know what we'll do? After you pass away, I will start a legacy page, right, that people will think is you, that is nothing but a fishing page where people fish with dynamite. And just scoop
Beautiful.
Up the fish. Right? And we're talking game fish, too. Not just fucking small batch fish.
Oh, yeah.
Like fucking total game fish.
Fuck yeah. An octopus? And a shark?
An octopus. Yes. You know what we'll do? We'll hang a gun on the end of a fucking fishing line with a hook on the trigger. And when you fucking pull that, pull that fucking motherfucker to smithereens.
That's so cool. You're fishing via fish suicide.
That's fucking the way to do it, dude. That's how you fucking fish. No pussy.
Put stink bait on the trigger?
Yes. Hell yes. Yeah, I want to see, like, fucking all kinds of fish go out like that.
Me too. More fish, the merrier.
I mean, the more violent, the merrier, right? The violent, the death, the better. And people actually think that, which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
People
do.
Think killing people in the electric chair is too humane.
I don't know, man. I don't want to. I've thought about going out in the electric chair. I don't want to do it. I mean, that does not seem humane to me.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But they're saying that's not even cruel enough. It's too good for them. Too humane.
What do people want to do?
Well, I mean, I guess, like, when you lived in Jasper, what I thought they should do to those two guys that, and this is just me being ultimately cruel, too, I guess, was drag those dudes behind a fucking truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wrapped in chains or whatever they did to that fucking guy.
Yeah.
That is fucking whacked out shit, dude.
That is super whacked out shit.
You have to come from a special fucking disturbing place to even contemplate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weird part is that guy's next to you at the fucking grocery store or the fucking, you know, wherever. That guy's living across the street.
That guy's voting for Trump.
Yes, he is. You know how you can tell? He's got a giant truck with a giant fucking Trump flag in the back of it.
And two plastic testicles hanging off the back.
As soon as fucking people with Trump cars drive up to fucking schools, they need to lock them down. Because there's a 50-50 chance the guy in that fucking car is going to come in and try to shoot someone because they're making pizza porn in the basement.
Yeah. I don't want to get back on Trump. But
since the whole Trump trial has been going on and Biden's been president now for a while, and they've been showing a lot of Trump footage from back whenever he was riling people up over the past few years.
I've seen it.
And I mean, it was weird at the time, but seeing it now, like when we've had a bit of a breather where he's off Twitter, he's not in the news every day with his own opinion and stuff, like seeing that footage now, it just seems like what the, what?
Yeah.
That's not real. Like, how could that fucking be real? That really happened?
It's hard to comprehend the absurdity of it.
It's allowed to happen.
And it's acceptable behavior.
And it's so obvious, the ramping up of dumbest of the population.
It's classic fucking Hitler shit.
Yeah.
The North Korean shit. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You know, that America First thing should have been everybody's fucking signal that this is a fucking guy that is going to try to take over this fucking government. Dude, he tried to fucking cancel the vote by storming the fucking Capitol. He should be fucking shot. I mean, I hate to be a psycho about it, but imagine if Obama did that.
He should not have been acquitted. And not only for the fact that we need justice on him, but to close the fucking door and let people know, look, this shit's not going to fucking happen again. I don't care who the fuck you are. This kind of presidency is off the fucking table from now on because you will get fucking prison time and lose all your shit.
But now he's
getting off scot-free, basically.
Dude, unfortunately, now, in my opinion, he's a martyr to them, right? All you wanted to do, and he even said it already, witch hunt, all they want to do is fucking try to do this to me, you know. And the only reason he's not getting in trouble is because there's so many sycophants out there in the Republican Party who are like, eh, I don't want to get another job. A little late in life to fucking look for a job because, you know, he has the power over the fucking... I hate to say it, when Hillary Clinton said the deplorables, she fucking hit it right on the head, man. She was right.
She did.
Cut out the fucking deplorables, and that's exactly what he's done.
She did. But boy, oh boy, did they use that to their advantage.
Yep.
But in retrospect, she's fucking right.
Yeah, she's totally fucking right. It's almost like you wish she never would have said it because they kind of all ganged up behind that moniker. You know what I mean? They're like,
right.
Where's the deplorables? They're going, I'm a deplorable. You know what I mean? Even though they were there already, then now they had a name, right? Now they had a common name to work with.
Their children just, they need to be, they want to be riled up. And as soon as you give them a little spark, they're just like, well, fuck it.
Well, I mean, you know what's crazy? You can see in those fucking things he's saying at his rallies, if you see it a long time ago, that guy would be roughed up. You know what I mean? Go ahead and hit the hell out of him. Beat the hell out of him. He's saying shit like that. And it's every fucking coward motherfucker who's like, yeah, we're fucking tough. I'm going to beat up a guy. You know what I mean? Who's never going to fucking do that, but hides behind that attitude of like, yeah, I'm fucking rough and tumble, and I'll fucking beat a guy up. Yeah. Like Trump never beat anybody up.
I know we've mentioned this before and how it should have squashed his fucking chances to begin with. But when he, as a 70-something-year-old man, made fun of a disabled person by acting it out, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone, especially, quote-unquote, evangelical Christians, should have been like, fuck this guy.
No way, because then all of a sudden they turn around and like, yes, God has forsaken those children that do this. Right? And Trump was right. It's probably got something to do with gay sex. You know what I mean?
That dude who did that was the president of the United fucking States for 4 fucking years, man.
Yeah.
That is just
around the country, around the world. I mean, if you ever read Twitter and people's Twitter from other countries, they're like, damn. You know, they're like, that's some fucking shit that you would expect to see in East Africa. Or somewhere, what we had over here with a guy having the fucking, you know, they're like, we used to look for you to lead people on democracy. And here you're letting people storm your own, you know, you let a guy, ex-president who's getting voted out, command people to storm your capital to try to fucking stop the vote and stay in power, and the guy is getting away with it.
He did.
Yes, you're the leaders in democracy, for sure.
And oh, man, he got away with it. He's getting off scot-free because, unfortunately, the Dems are pussies. And yet, all the people who got arrested did not get pardoned. They did it for Trump, and Trump didn't pardon them.
That's because that's how he fucking operates. He doesn't care about them. Then they're too fucking stupid to see that he wouldn't fucking piss on those people. He doesn't. Can you think any of those people are playing fucking golf at Mar-a-Lago? You think those people are staying in fucking Trump hotels? You think every one of them ever had a fucking Trump steak? No. But they're fucking willing to die for him. And you know what? How can you say that he's not responsible either when those people are saying, okay, well, is Donald going to pardon us? Because he knows we did this for him.
Right, right.
And clearly, yes, he inside it, and the GOP is just too fucking full of cowardice to do anything about it. And you just got to stop. If they don't realize, they could take all the power away from him right now. Right? This is their chance to say, yeah, he was impeached. This guy was a fucking crook, and people would be able to wrap their heads around it. You know what I mean? Well, yeah, he should have been fucking impeached, like found guilty the first time. But I think that if they would just rip off the band and be like, yeah, sorry, man, we really lost fucking control, you know, to their supporters and say, Trump, okay, has done some stuff that's really off limits. This is fucking we are government. You know what I mean? This was their chance. I'd love to think that they would redeem themselves. But they just can't fucking do it, man. They just can't.
Where do you see by next election? Do you think that we've had a breather now? I mean, things seem way more fucking chill and relaxed. But do you think by next election we're going to have maybe not Trump, but somebody just as fucking nutty who has just as much of a chance?
I do. Yeah, I definitely do. I don't think this is fucking going anywhere. I think, if anything, Fox News and all these fucking crazed outlets. I mean, I saw that Fox News had fired all of their legitimate reporters, right? And just brought on what they call opinion reporters to write everything for their TV shows to their fucking news releases on the Fox News app, right? And there's no real fucking news. It's all opinion news. Right.
Opinion reporters is an oxymoron.
Well, I mean, but that's what it is. It's opinion reporting. That's what Sean Hannity and all those guys are like, hey, these shows are just about our opinions. You know, it's not our fault that people think that we're telling the fucking hard news.
Sean Hannity is a disgusting, squirmy piece of shit.
He's a fucking filth pot. Everybody on that fucking channel, dude, they do. Obviously, they're conservative Republican, you know, the fucking law and order. But, you know, we incite riots and shit like that. That's their idea of law and order.
Yeah, when the riots were going down at the Capitol, everybody was like, well, where's your law and order now, Trump? Because whenever BLM were having their fucking, you know, deals.
Mash the hell out of them.
That's the whole time. He kept tweeting in all caps, law and order, law and order.
Right.
He didn't tweet it once during the fucking Capitol siege.
Mm-mm.
And it was a siege. It wasn't a riot.
It was definitely a siege. You know, and then they tried to say in his defense that Antifa had done the same thing during the Black Lives Matter stuff, and they had to say that the FBI came out and said there is no fucking Antifa. It's not a centralized fucking thing, right? There's no head of Antifa. You can keep it all you want, but it's just another, it might as well be Mexican people or fucking black people.
Right. And whatever Antifa or BLM or the fucking Boy Scouts of America, whatever fucking riots they start in some other city, that's way different than storming the fucking United States Capitol.
Absolutely.
You know, that's treason. That's
well, what's crazy is, you know what? They always kind of track that back to, it was never the fucking, the people that were committing or doing the protesting that were smashing up and looting. It was just people that fucking saw the opportunity, right? They really weren't affiliated. I mean, yeah, black people are fucking entitled to be angry. Do you have to sit down and be mad when you've been fucking shit on for fucking 400 plus years? you get to be fucking mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going out fucking robbing places and breaking windows and stuff, that's unacceptable, obviously. But you sure as fuck can be fucking mad. They're supposed to, like, they shouldn't even be mad. They why are they protesting?
Right, exactly. But still, robbing a store sucks, you know, suffer the consequences. But that's way less than storming the fucking United States Capitol during an election count.
Right. I mean, God damn, dude. The more that you're saying it, the more it's fucking blowing my mind.
Dude, it was their attempt at a revolution.
Yes, it was. How can you say that Trump did not fucking plan this? They knew the votes were going to be counted on January 6th. He decides to have this second MAGA person march, whatever, on January 6th, one fucking block away. Why that date? Why one block away, Rufus? I mean, I don't know. What a coincidence, right? Jesus Christ. I mean, the people that are elected in power right now, one, the Democrats are fucking spineless idiots because they can't get anything done, and the GOP are the fucking most disgusting people on the fucking face of the earth.
It's like a sick relationship. It's like the Democrats are the woman who's too fucking weak to stand up for herself, and the GOP are like the drunk fucking husband.
Yeah, they are. They are, and then us fucking poor people, the progressives or whoever, are like the secret cutters.
We're just trying to get through this.
I think that electing the GOP every fucking like couple of terms because is like America's secret cutting, right? We're like, under Obama, stuff's going great, stuff around the world's doing pretty good. We're trying to wrap up some fucking wars and shit or whatever that were started by some fucking Republicans before us. Right? And then they're like, things are going pretty good. I'm going to go in the closet and cut myself a few times by electing a fucking few GOP senators. Yeah. Trump as president, just to say things were going too good. We got a lot of shame from the last 400 years of having black people as slaves and not giving them rights. Let's feel good about ourselves again and elect a fucking GOP guy who tells us it's okay to fucking be racist. It's okay to fucking tell your neighbor he's a fucking asshole or make fun of retarded people, right? That's just, you're American. That's what you do.
If the wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Nice. I'm proud to be an American. God bless the USA. I don't even know that fucking song, but I know it's some bullshit racist song.
Yeah, me too. Jeopardy time. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Alexa. Oh my God! Wait a minute, dude. Did you see where that little kid that was played Jeopardy died? The 24-year-old guy that was actually in some of the last episodes with Alex. He won 5 episodes, was going to be the tournament champion. And he died like a week ago at age 24.
From what?
Yeah, they never said. I don't know if he committed suicide or what, but he really was saying that he was excited to go to the Tournament of Champions because he'd been watching it since he was a little kid. Who knows? That could be a drug overdose. Who knows? You know, that's what's unfortunate.
COVID. It was COVID.
I think they would have said if it was COVID, probably. But I'm guessing, they didn't say natural cause. They said died unexpectedly.
Ooh.
It's always kind of scary. All right, Alexa, play Jeopardy. Rufus is insisting. Dude, you need to get yourself just a little fucking... You got a one hit, right? I sent you a one hit.
Yeah, I lost it. I don't know where it's at.
Well, go down to the corner store and buy another one.
I'm not going to go now.
Not now, but before Monday's show, you should.
There is a smoke shop right up the street.
There's what?
A smoke shop.
There you go. Get your life. Take your life back. Alexa, play Jeopardy.
This.
I can't see myself, dude. I'm bumming out.
What?
All
night or just now?
Thanks, Johnny, and welcome, players. Today is Saturday, which means it's time for our clues written for teens and families.
You can play Team Jeopardy or catch up
on... Whoa, now I can't see you. What happened?
Which would you like to play?
Play Team Jeopardy. Ah!
Good luck.
We're playing our practice Team Jeopardy round.
The first category is Eyes on the Prize.
I'm going to bring up the spreadsheet.
Is awarded every year to the winner of this epic auto race, held on Memorial Day weekend.
What is the Indianapolis 500?
You're right. The next category is pizza toppings.
Ooh.
How about a nice traditional Hawaiian pizza, topped with ham or Canadian bacon, and this fruit?
What is pineapple?
Good job. Today's third Jeopardy category is science and nature. This part of the glass snake breaks off to help it escape when grabbed.
What is the tail?
Excellent. Our fourth Jeopardy category is chocolate. You can custom order these candies with your own slogan printed on one side and the famous M on the other.
What are M&Ms?
Good job. The fifth category is You're Such an Imp. The response contains the letters I, M, P in order. Due to a leg injury, you might walk with one of these.
What is a limp?
You're right. Our next Jeopardy category is
nice
history.
Meatball.
Around 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, it was traveling at about 21 knots, nearly its top speed. Oops.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is history. Around 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, it was traveling at about 21 knots, nearly its top speed. Oops.
What is the Titanic?
Yes, that's it. Our next Jeopardy category is literary characters. In their first encounter, this house elf warns Harry Potter not to return to Hogwarts.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is literary characters. In their first encounter, this house elf warns Harry Potter not to return to Hogwarts.
Who is Grumbledink?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
Who is Dumbledork?
That's not it. The correct response was, who is Dobby? Today's eighth Jeopardy category is TV casts. Name the show given its cast. Jeff Probst and about 20 people in the middle of nowhere.
What is Survivor?
Yes, that's correct.
Damn.
Your category is, did you read your Bible? Two women have their own books in the King James Bible, Ruth and Her.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is, did you read your Bible? Two women have their own books in the King James Bible, Ruth and Her.
Who is Mary?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
Who is Helen?
That's not it. The correct response was, who is Esther?
Esther.
Your category is flag and down. The two colors found on all three national flags of the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
What is red?
Yes, that's it. Your category is measurement. It's the number of half inches in a yard.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is measurement. The number of half inches in a yard.
What is 72?
Yes, that's correct. Your final category is describing the vice president. This man never actually said he invented the internet, but he did tell an inconvenient truth in 2006.
Who is Al Gore?
You're right.
All right, let's see how you did today.
11 out of 12?
Nice work. 10 out of 12 clues correct. You should be very proud. Your score for today puts you in the middle of our rankings.
You have all 5 days to catch up on. Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
I'm going to pee. I'm going to be not distracted because we did 7.4 last time.
Jeopardy.
I want to make sure we...
The BGs.
Pause,
so the
game.
Starts with the letter B.
Alexa.
And with the letter G.
Pause.
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
Alexa, Pause game.
Thanks for playing today.
I'm going to go take a leak too.
Jeopardy.
Damn, dude, are you sure that was a leak and not a full-on shit?
The wife told me not to use the bathroom over here because it had to be cleaned and had to go across the house and use our bathroom.
Okay. Your first world problems, Rufus, about how big your house is and how you had to meander into another wing to use another facility.
Well, at least I didn't have to walk because we have an indoor golf cart.
Yeah, cool. You are a meat sack, after all.
I am a meat sack.
All right. Alexa, resume Jeopardy.
Welcome back to Jeopardy. You've already played all the available clues. Would you like to continue your earlier game?
Yes.
Still not Let's sure get what back that to means. Where you left
You've
off.
Already played all your
the
earlier
first category
clues.
Is the BGs. The response starts with the letter B and ends with the letter G. The Mr. Olympia organization says its competition is the most prestigious in this activity.
What is bodybuilding?
You're right. The second category is how deep is your love? Your love might be as deep as the love Tracy Pollan has for this actor, whom she married 3 years after auditioning for Family Ties.
Who is Kirk Cameron?
Sorry. The correct response was who is Michael J. Fox.
Oh, no!
Your category is facts
Family
and figures.
Ties.
Of 11%, 31%, or 51%, it's the approximate percentage of registered nurses in the U.S. who are men, according to 2019 data.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is facts and figures. Of 11%, 31%, or 51%, it's the approximate percentage of registered nurses in the U.S. who are men, according to 2019 data.
What is 11%?
Yes, that's it. Our fourth Jeopardy category is states by national forest. Talladega National Forest is in this state.
What is Florida? No!
Sorry, the correct response is what is Alabama?
Oh, whoa.
Your next category is literary illusions. Meaning an illogical or inescapable situation, the term Catch-22 comes from the title of a novel written by him.
Who is Aldous Huxley?
No, the correct response was who is Joseph Heller.
Joe Heller.
Your next category is technology. Often called the first computer programmer, Ada Lovelace worked with his mentor who conceived the first mechanical computer.
Who is Punch Card?
Please give your response, or I can skip this clue. Which would you like?
Who is Alan Turing?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was who is Charles Babbage?
Damn I hope it. You're ready for another
We're
sixth
getting
clue.
Plowed.
The seventh Jeopardy yeah. category is take them to their royal houses.
All right.
Robert II and Mary Queen of Scots belong to this royal house.
What is the House of Windsor?
No,
there's
Sorry.
Another house?
The correct response was what is Stuart? Our eighth category is classical music titles. Rieck Strauss's work, also Sprach Zarathustra, takes its name from a novel by this God is Dead philosopher.
Who is Nietzsche?
Yes, that's correct. Your category is people and places. Official languages of South Africa include Venda, Xhosa, and this one found even further toward the end of the dictionary.
What is Zenda?
Sorry, the correct response was what is Zulu?
Zulu.
The 10th Jeopardy category is female first names. This first name of a 21st century first lady comes from the word for a plant that symbolized victory in ancient Greece.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is female first names. This first name of a 21st century first lady comes from the word for a plant that symbolized victory in ancient Greece.
What is Hillary?
That's not it. The correct response is what is Laura?
Laura.
Your 11th category is non-vocabulary. Unlike hydropower and wind energy, which can continue naturally, nuclear energy cannot be replaced once it's used up, as it's this type of resource.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is non-vocabulary. Unlike hydropower and wind energy,
non-renewable?
Which can continue naturally, nuclear energy cannot be replaced once it's used up, as it's this type of resource.
What is non-renewable?
Excellent. Your last category is before and after goes to the movies. A 1940s holiday film about George Bailey combines with a survival drama about an Indian boy and his tiger.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is before and after goes to the movies. A 1940s holiday film about George Bailey combines with a survival drama about an Indian boy and his tiger.
What is a miracle on Rajavulu? Damn.
That's not it. The correct response was what is it's A Wonderful Life of Pi.
Oh,
let's see how you did today.
All right. You got 4 clues correct out of 12
days. You missed 4 days of clues this week. Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
How many did we get?
I didn't hear. 5. I think it was 5.
Okay, I'm putting 5.
Your first category is nonfiction. Adam Higginbotham tells the untold story of the world's greatest nuclear disaster in his book, Midnight in This Ukrainian City.
What is Chernobyl?
Sorry, the correct response was what is Chernobyl? Your second Jeopardy category is country's translated names. The name of this African country means Lion Mountains.
What is Zimbabwe? Damn.
Sorry, the correct response was what is Sierra Leone? Your next category is 6-letter words. You'll be handed a 16-ounce beverage if you order this size at Starbucks.
What is a venti?
Grande?
That's not it. The correct response is what is grande? Our fourth Jeopardy category is potpourri. A 1957 Western film remade in 2007 is titled, This Time to Yuma.
What is 9-10?
Sorry. The correct response was what is 3-10?
Okay.
The next category is quid pro quo. Squidbillies, a series about a family of rural cephalopods, airs on this Cartoon Network overnight block.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is Squid Pro Quo. Squidbillies, a series about a family of rural cephalopods, airs on this Cartoon Network overnight block.
What is Robot Chicken? You're probably right.
Sorry. The correct response was what is Adult Swim?
We got three.
Category is it's in the sport. The response starts with IN. In baseball's early days, the only players in this defensive group were first, second, and third basemen. Shortstop came later.
What is infield?
Yes, that's it.
All right. Let's move on now to the Double Jeopardy round.
The seventh category is TV shows by workplace. This TV show was set in the offices of the fictional news magazine, FYI.
Repeat the question.
News radio?
Again, the category is TV shows by workplace. This TV show was set in the offices of the fictional news magazine, FYI.
What is Murphy Brown?
Correct. Today's 8th category is historical pairs. The feud between this pair of Appalachian families began to fade following the 1890 hanging of Ellison Mounts.
What is the Hatfield and McCoys?
Yes, that's correct. The next Jeopardy category is month of the book. Sarah Morgan writes about a Yuletide marriage in her book, A Wedding in This Month.
What is December?
Correct. Our category is ends with TH. The response ends with the letters TH. It's the first name shared by French singer Piaf, and First Lady Roosevelt.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is ends with TH. It's the first name shared by French singer Piaf and First Lady Roosevelt.
What is Elizabeth?
No, the correct response was what is Edith.
Edith.
Our 11th category is banks for the memories. This fractional bank takes its name from two predecessor companies that merged in 1909.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is banks for the memories. This fractional bank takes its name from two predecessor companies that merged in 1909.
What is Chase Bank?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is Fifth Third Bank?
Oh my God.
Our last Jeopardy category is engineering. In the 1960s, Margaret Hamilton led this Cambridge School's software engineering division, which developed code for the Apollo program.
What is Harvard? She's having a meltdown. You're going to get a second chance at that one.
You were so correct, it blew her mind.
Alexa! She's blinking blue. This is not good. I think it did blow her mind. There she goes. She passed out. Alexa, continue Jeopardy.
Welcome back to Jeopardy. You've already played all the available clues. Would you like to continue your earlier game?
Yes.
Let's get back to where you left off.
Your final category is engineering. In the 1960s, Margaret Hamilton led this Cambridge school.
Oxford.
Which developed code for the Apollo program.
What is Oxford?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is MIT?
All right, let's see how you did today.
All right. You got four clues correct out of 12.
We got seven.
Today.
There are 3 days to catch
up on. Good run.
Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
I got the running average going.
Category is paid by the word, legal edition. Infringing on someone else's copyright? Expect to receive a legal letter politely demanding that you cease and this other word meaning cease.
What is desist?
You're right. Our next category is history quick shots. After anchoring at Provincetown Harbor on November 11th, the Mayflower docked at Plymouth on December 18th of this year.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is history quick shots. After anchoring at Provincetown Harbor on November 11th, the Mayflower docked at Plymouth on December 18th of this year.
What is 1692?
Ugh. Sorry, the correct response was what is 1620.
Oh my God!
The third Jeopardy category is Let's Dance. In 2019, Alfonso Ribeiro withdrew his lawsuit claiming this video game used his Carlton dance without permission.
What is Fortnite?
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
Your category is Croatia. Croatia is on the southern border of this country from which a former first lady hails.
What is Russia?
What is Ukraine?
That's not. The correct response was what is Slovenia?
Slovenia.
Our fifth category is what does not kill us. Neither driving off a cliff nor a bathtub electrocution can keep Bill Murray from coming back for another very similar day in this film.
What is Groundhog Day?
Good job.
The fifth category
is makes us stronger. In Gothic architecture, these wall supports can be hanging, clasping, or flying.
What is a buttress?
Excellent.
Let's see what's in store for the double Jeopardy round.
Your category is public sculpture. In 1989, Arturo Di Modica illegally placed his sculpture called Charging This Animal in front of the New York Stock Exchange. It's now two blocks south.
What is the bowl?
Good job. The next category is synonym roles. In a 2005 movie, Will Smith plays this character, whose name is a synonym for join in marriage.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is synonym roles. In a 2005 movie,
Mary?
Will Smith plays this character, whose name is a synonym for joining marriage.
Huh? What is unite? I don't know.
No, that's incorrect. Mm-hmm. The correct response was who is Hitch.
Oh,
the next Jeopardy category, who named authors? She created a literary franchise with sequels, Little Men and Joe's Boys.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is three named authors. She created a literary franchise with sequels, Little Men and Joe's Boys.
Louisa May Alcott?
Good job.
Yes.
Our 10th Jeopardy category is government and politics.
Get
cracking and identify the title for these assistants to the Senate floor leaders. John Thune became the Republican Party's in 2019.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is government and politics. Get cracking and identify the title for these assistants to the Senate floor leaders. John Thune became the Republican Party's in 2019.
What is the whip?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
What is the whip?
You're right. The category is four-letter F words. The response is a four-letter word that starts with the letter F. According to Reader's Digest, it's the default dog name.
What is Fido?
Excellent. Your last category is math in the world. This Microsoft spreadsheet program features around 500 formulas, solving problems from basic addition to complex arithmetic.
What is Excel?
Good job.
Let's see how you did.
A solid showing today. 9 correct out of 12 total clues.
Woo!
Thanks to play.
What a ride.
Catch up on those clues?
Yes.
Get ready for these clues.
The first Jeopardy category is what happens in Chapter 1. In this book's first chapter, Dill suggests that he, Scout and Jem, should lure the elusive Boo Radley out of his house.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is what happens in Chapter 1. In this book's first chapter, Dill suggests that he, Scout and Jem, should lure the elusive Boo Radley out of his house.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is what happens in Chapter 1. In this book's first chapter, Dill suggests that he, Scout and Jem, should lure the elusive Boo Radley out of his house.
What is Huckleberry Finn?
No, Atticus Finch. Atticus Finch
no,
was in it.
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. God damn it.
Our next category is 1930s America. Moviegoers first saw Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz in this year, often called the greatest year in movie history.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is 1930s America. Moviegoers first saw Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz in this year, often called the greatest year in movie history.
What is 1933?
Correct. Today's third Jeopardy category is beverages. This adjective describes cherry in flavor of Pepsi.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is beverages. This adjective describes cherry in a flavor of Pepsi.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is beverages. This adjective describes cherry in a flavor of Pepsi.
What is very? I don't get
Sorry,
it.
The correct response was what is wild.
Wild.
Our fourth category is superstition. Superstition holds that events of bad luck and celebrity death both arrive in groups of this many.
What is three?
Excellent. Your next category is TV. A reboot of Saved by the Bell is one of the original programs found on this NBC streaming service.
What is the peacock?
Excellent. Our next Jeopardy category is animals in German. This common pet is Hund in German.
What is a dog?
Excellent.
Let's see what's in store in Double Jeopardy.
Your category is suburbs. Dearborn, a suburb of this city, has one of the largest Muslim populations in the U.S.
What is Detroit?
Excellent. Your eighth Jeopardy category is the same vowel, front and back. The response starts and ends with the same vowel. You may want to drive the QX60 model from this luxury division of Nissan forever and ever.
What is the Acura?
That's not it. The correct response was what is Infiniti?
Oh,
our next category is just as mythical, folks. The response ends with the letters US. According to Greek mythology, a spring on Mount Helicon was created when this mythical being's hoof hit a rock.
What?
Repeat the question. She's having a little
breakdown. Again, the category is just as mythical, folks. According to Greek mythology, a spring on Mount Helicon was created when this mythical being's hoof hit a rock.
Who is Tabideus?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was who is Pegasus?
Pegasus. Oh,
the category is maritime disasters. The MV Doblas or Minusopause, a crowded ferry on its way to this capital of the Philippines, collided with an oil tanker and sank in the Tablas Strait in 1987.
What is Manila?
Yes, that's it.
Fucking amazing.
Is the title instrument. Fill in the blank with a musical instrument. Todd Rundgren charted with the song, Bang the Blank All Day.
What is drum?
Drum.
Good job. The final category is STEM. In 2014, Marion Mirzakhani became the first woman to win the Fields Medal, the most prestigious prize in this STEM subject.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is STEM. In 2014, Marion Mirzakhani became the first woman to win the Fields Medal, the most prestigious prize in this STEM subject.
What is mathematics?
Yes, that's correct.
Let's see how you did today.
Good work. You scored 8 out of 12 clues.
There's just one day that you missed this week. Would you like to catch up on those?
Yes.
We got to bring it back with this one.
Here we go.
Our first Jeopardy category is Mecca and Medina. Mecca and Medina rank as the third and fourth largest cities in this Middle Eastern country.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is Mecca and Medina.
Iran or Iraq?
Mecca and Medina rank as the third and fourth largest cities in this Middle Eastern country.
What is Iran?
That's not it. The correct response was what is Saudi Arabia?
Oh!
Your second category is Fruit Forward. Seth Rogen and James Franco starred in the movie titled This Fruit Express.
What is pineapple?
Correct. The next category is describing the adjective. This adjective can describe someone who isn't the sharpest tool in the shed, or it can describe a 150-degree angle.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is describing the adjective. This adjective can describe someone who isn't the sharpest tool in the shed, or it can describe a 150-degree angle.
What is obtuse?
Correct. The fourth Jeopardy category is game theory. Two tips for winning this game called Knots and Crosses in Britain. Go first if you can, and make your first mark in any of the corners.
What is tic-tac-toe?
Excellent. Our category is Best Actress Oscar-winning roles. Reese Witherspoon won a Best Actress Oscar for playing this country singer who also married a country singer.
Who is June Carter Cash?
You're right. Today's sixth Jeopardy category is science. In the 1990s, this disease, also called varicella, was most common in preschool-aged children. 3.5 million cases are now prevented annually.
What is chickenpox?
You're right.
I hope you're ready for another six clues.
Today's seventh category is after the Supreme Court. After his 2018 retirement, this justice received the inaugural Bulge Prize from Duke University, recognizing his work in the rule of law.
Who is Scalia?
That's not it. The correct response was who is Anthony Kennedy?
What?
The next category is symbols. Often seen on bumper stickers, the ichthys is a one secret symbol that represents Jesus and resembles this aquatic creature.
What is a fish?
Yes, that's correct. Today's knife category is all the rage. The response ends with RAGE. Disease and starvation plagued immigrants who traveled to America in this lowest class of a passenger ship.
What is carriage?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is steerage?
Steerage!
The 10th Jeopardy category is in concert. Picture their open mouth logo and you'll know this rock band embarked on the Licks tour in 2002.
Who are the Rolling Stones?
Good job. Today's 11th Jeopardy category is Valley. The Ottawa Valley covers thousands of square kilometers, much of which is along the border of Quebec and this other Canadian province.
What is Newfoundland?
That's not it.
British Columbia?
The correct response was what is Ontario?
Oh, Ontario.
Our last category is Girl. Lisbeth Salander is titularly called the girl with the dragon tattoo, the girl who played with fire, and the girl who kicked this buzzing home.
What is the hornet's nest?
Excellent.
All right, let's see how you did today.
Well done. You got 8 of 12.
Damn it.
You've already played all the clues this week. Come back tomorrow for Sports Jeopardy.
We haven't sunk down to a new low.
We didn't?
That's good. No, over the past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, we are 7.8, 8, 8, 7.4, and this week 7.4.
Still, though. Damn, we're better than
this. I know.
We're smarter than this.
The past 2 weeks have been the lowest week recorded thus far. Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you a favor.
What?
Next
what?
Week, before the show, when you take your pee break, you take a one hit outside, and you come back in and see if it's when you're high on the weed, the fucking answers just come from fucking nowhere, and you trust them. You just trust the answer. You're like water. You're just floating.
Okay, cool.
Do it for real?
Sure, why not?
So where do you go to smoke your weed? You're like living a fucking pretty hardcore neighborhood.
Well, no, I just do it here in the office when I do it.
You do?
Yeah, it's my office.
What if Roof Jr. smells it under the door?
I don't fucking know.
You know what? You got to get yourself some incense, Rufus. I burned some incense down here.
I got a window. I can open the window.
I guess it's warm there.
And he wouldn't recognize it. Look.
There's no windows in my...
You know what? It's the candle. I just lit a candle.
There you go. Nice.
That's what you smell. It's the candle.
And I just blew it out. That's what you do. You blow it out so that's the smoke. I would advise lighting the candle, though, just in case. All right, Rufus, thank you for another wonderful and, I would say, another historic episode of the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour, the first of season 4. And unfortunately, we sullied it with talk of Trump in the early parts of the show, and I apologize to our listeners for that. We love you. You're very special to us. Rise up and
we
attack.
We can't blame ourselves for the state of the world.
He said, like we talked to our fucking our listeners, we love you. You're very special to us. Isn't that what he was telling the fucking people at the fucking thing? What a fucking nut. What a nut.
We love you. Very special.
We understand your frustrations because we overthrew just, oh my God, fuck that guy. All right, Rufus, Double Z saying, ow, ow, out!
Rufus saying, ow, ow, out!
See you folks on Monday's show. Enjoy your Sunday because in a lot of ways, Rufus, would you agree with me that the weekend is pretty much already over? My personal opinion is the weekend ends at 8:30 p.m. on Friday night.
The weekend ends the moment I wake up on a Saturday, because as soon as I wake up, I'm like, it's already almost over.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying if you go to bed, basically it ends whatever time you go to bed on Friday night.
That's true.
Because you haven't enjoyed any weekend between then and waking up. All right, folks, well, we'll talk about that on Monday night. Rufus, don't forget. Folks, we'll see you. Have a great rest of your weekend. And this is Double Z out.
Out. Oh.
Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.